So the coronavirus is surging in India, adding over 400,000 new cases in just one day, which is a new world record. Is there any particular reason why India is showing such a dramatic spike in coronavirus cases and death over the past few months?
It's going to be multifactorial. I think there'll be no one simple explanation. I think there's obviously certain factors over there in terms of the number of people that are around and people's behaviours over there, as well as the time of the year, and perhaps some contribution from the strain that's circulating. So, you know, while there's no simple explanation, it certainly is a very terrible situation they find themselves in right now.
Since the daily cases of COVID in India are increasing rapidly, hospitals are struggling with the shortage of oxygen supplies. Could you explain why India's healthcare system and policy is struggling with these issues?
Yeah, look, certainly, you know, it's exactly what we've always been concerned about with this virus. Is when we have really high numbers of cases, we have the potential to overwhelm rate-limiting steps in the healthcare system. And I think that's exactly what's happened over there. There's obviously finite supplies of lots of consumables required to care for these patients, including oxygen, but, you know, I guess even beds in the hospital system and staff that are able to care for these people. So when we exceed that capacity, the impact of the virus goes up exponentially. So, you know, what we do see is far more significant consequences of the infection as we're less able to provide supportive care to those that need it. So I guess it shows the worst case scenario with this virus and why we need to do everything we can to not only prevent it, but also to look after people that get it.
And how are other countries and Australia contributing to support India?
I think everybody's looking, you know, for what they can contribute. I mean, you know, the vaccine is obviously going to be something that's going to be incredibly helpful, but perhaps a little late now to help them with their current situation. So while it needs to be a focus, we also need to look to how we can get simple consumables to that country. I think including oxygen, other basic medications, and even things like personal protective equipment to further reduce the spread. So, you know, my understanding is that there's a large number of countries that are looking at doing that, including our own. And, you know, it just shows what I guess needs to happen in a global pandemic is where there are parts of the world that are most affected, other parts of the world with capacity need to try and do what they can to assist. And fortunately, I think that's what is happening.
When might we see an easing or redeeming of an emergency state of the nation?
Look, it's really hard to say. I think once we have the momentum that we're seeing at the moment, it's obviously not a situation that's easy to turn off. You know, obviously there'll be infection control measures and improvements in the rollout of the vaccine and other interventions that will assist in the more medium term. But at the moment, obviously, with this level of momentum, this level of transmission, it'll take some weeks, I think, to start to see a significant reduction. So I think we're perhaps yet to see the worst still.
We'll have to wrap this one up there. I do appreciate your time on the show this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.